Sisters, is there any friend among us, seekers?
在我们当中有没有新的朋友？
Well, I hope today you will find an answer here.
今天我希望你们能够找到答案。
Just like the hymn we just sing, I surrender all to Jesus.
就像我们刚刚唱的诗歌一样，我们把所有的一切都交给耶稣。
Again, we dedicate the fourth Sunday morning we'll use the English sermon.
我们正好把那个第四个星期天做英语的信息。
I pray that language is not a barrier.
我祷告，我希望这个语言不是障碍。
The Lord will continue to speak to each one of us.
主会对我们所有的人说话。
No matter what kind of language we use.
不管是用什么样的言语。
His name will be praised here.
他的名会被称颂。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you.
亲爱的主，我们敬拜你。
As we are seeking after you.
让我们寻找你。
You will let us find you.
你会让我们找到你。
Because you come to find us first.
因为你找到我，你首先找到了我们。
Your love showed us first.
你的爱，你展现给你的爱给我们。
Today we come here, we pray that we're seeking after your heart.
我们今天在这里，我们想寻找你的心。
May your heart become our heart.
让你的心成为我们的心。
Just like the David seeking after you.
就像大卫寻找你的心。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉基督的耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's turn to another place we need to read this morning.
我们翻到另外一个地方一起。
Which is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16.
让我们翻到哥林多前书第十六章。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
哥林多前书第二章第十六节。
I'll read it to you quickly.
我给你们读。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
Here is quoted from Isaiah, book of Isaiah.
这是从以赛亚书来的。
But after Apostle Paul mentioned this, quickly he said, "But we have the mind of Christ."
但保罗说了这句话之后，马上就说我们是有基督的心。
To have the mind of Christ, this is very crucial for each one of us.
有基督的心对我们来说，每个人来说是非常重要的。
Because this year we are reading all the scriptures regarded to one subject, which is to live is Christ.
我们今年的信息的主题是要我们活着像基督。
I know last 2 weeks, brothers already released a very important messages.
上两个星期，那些弟兄们已经传送了非常重要的信息。
Do you remember 2 weeks ago the message?
大家还记得那两个星期的那信息的内容吗？
We ought to live the life according to His grace.
我们要以他的荣耀来活着。
And how about the last week?
上个星期的题目呢？
Great! Somebody remembered it. Very good.
基督是生命的粮。
Yes, we are what we eat.
我们都知道吃什么。
我们就像我们所吃的。
我们就像我们所吃的。
So whatever we eat, we'll live out just like that.
不管我们吃什么，我们就活得像什么。
If you put a lot of words, God's word in our heart, we'll live out just like Him.
假如我们把主所有的话放在我们的心里，我们就活出来。
This is very important message.
这是非常重要一个信息。
Another angle to look at this subject, to live as Christ is.
从另外一个角度来看。
We need to know the mind of Christ.
我们要知道耶稣基督的心。
I think no other place describe the mind of Christ so detailed Just like in Philippians chapter 2.
那腓立比第二章对于耶稣的心是做了最详细的描述。
So if you would, you can turn to Philippians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 5. We're going to read all the way through 16.
让我们一起再来把腓立比书第二章第五到第十六节读一遍。
And the slide, you can project it on the wall, please. We already read those 12 verses.
我们已经把这个十二节读过一遍。
And let's start from verse 5 again.
让我们从第五节开始。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And why it is so important we need to know or to understand the attitude of Christ.
那为什么知道耶稣的心是那么重要的一件事?
Apostle Paul not only mentioned about we have to have the mind of Christ.
保罗说我们不仅要有耶稣基督的心。
And we read 1 Corinthians, we know there is no other person we can teach the Lord.
我们读了刚刚读了哥林多前书, 谁曾知道主的心去教导他?
Nobody can instruct him.
没有人可以教导他。
His knowledge, his power is above all.
因为他的知识,他的力量是高于一切。
Also, he mentioned about we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
在罗马书里他也提到我们可以 心意更新而变化。
So we need to know everything we act, we think is all started from our heart.
我们需要知道我们所有的言行就是从我们的心里出来的。
So here, Apostle Paul mentions the mind of Christ in a very detailed way.
所以保罗在这里特别详细地描述了耶稣基督的心。
Especially from verse 6 all the way through 8.
特别是第六节到第八节。
He said, who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped?
他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But make himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象,成为人的形式。
And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子,就自己卑微,存心顺服,以至于死,且钉在十字架上。
Here we like to recognize this true humanity.
这边我们特别讲讲他作为一个真正的人。
A lot of time we'll say we need to be humble, we need to be humble.
我们许多时候我们说我们需要卑微谦虚。
I remember one pastor talked to me and said, without Christ, how can we be humble?
有一个传道人跟我说, 没有主的话,那你怎么会变成谦虚呢?
I remember one of my friend, and he told me, oh, I cannot do anything, and I'm just a list of all this group in this group.
他说我曾经碰见一个人，他说我什么事也不能做，我只是在这个组里面听的。
But he said, I have done something that this group never done before.
但是我也做过一些事，这个组里面的人谁都没有做过。
So apparently he's showing that even though I'm the least, but I have done something above all of you.
但虽然我是没什么，但是我还是做了，为你们做了很多事。
Is that a true humility?
这是不是很谦虚呢？
I don't think so.
我不认为是这样。
Only the Christ, we can see the humility from him.
只有看耶稣基督，我们才能看到真实的卑微。
So from verse 6 through 8, I quickly divided the 6 steps.
那从6到8节，我把它分成 6个步骤。
Probably this is easy for us to remember. First one, he made himself of no reputation.
首先他使自己虚己。
I don't think any one of us, we don't want any reputation.
我不知道我们这边有谁不想要名誉。
Yes, we still want somebody to say, you are good, you are valuable.
我们总是愿意别人称赞我们。 我们是好的，我们是有价值的。
But we see Jesus, he made himself of no reputation.
但是我们看耶稣在这里，他是虚己，他不要任何的荣誉。
Second step, we see he took the form of a bond slave, bond servant.
第二步，他取了奴仆的形象。
This translation may be slightly different from NIV. This is from the New King James Version.
这是从新的 King James Version 里面。
But I think the meaning is a little bit closer to original meaning.
这个意思跟原来的比较接近。
Do you want to be the bond servant?
你们愿意做那个奴仆吗?
I don't think we don't want that.
我不知道任何人愿意做这样。
We want to be free.
我们都愿意自由。
We want to be independent.
我们愿意独立。
But he himself, he is humble enough want to be the form of the bond servant.
他是这样的卑微，他愿意做一个奴仆的形象。
Step three, he came in the likeness of man.
第三步是要变成人的样式。
He is God, but he wants to be a man.
他是神，但是他要变成人的样式。
Just like you and me.
就像你和我。
We are subject to this physical body.
我们是这样的，有这样一个形式。
We are here. We cannot be the other place.
我们在这儿，我们就不能在其他地方。
Just like my good friend Gary, he's here. He cannot be in his church.
假如就像我的好朋友 Gary 在这儿，他就不可能到其他的教会。
Because we are bound in this physical.
因为我们的肉体是在这边。
Number four, he humbled himself.
第四，他自己卑微。
He humbled himself. A lot of time we need other people to humble you.
许多时候我们是需要别人来使我们感到
Because we see he or she is more superior, maybe more knowledge, maybe more experience, so we feel like we are humble.
我们当我们看到那些其他人有比我们有更多的知识、更多的权利的时候，我们才感到卑微。
But here, nobody is above him. He humbled himself.
但在这儿，主他没有人是高于他，但是他还是自己卑微。
To what extent?
到什么地步呢?
Step 5. He became obedient to the point of death.
直到存心顺服以至于死。
So many people watching him nailed on the cross.
许多人看到他被在十字架上钉在十字架。
Some ridicule him and say, well, if you're God, just come down.
许多人嘲笑他说,你既然是主,神为什么不能够自己下来?
You can save others, you can save yourself.
你假如能够救别人，你不能救自己吗？
But he need to do his obedience.
但是他是顺服的神。
He obedient to Heavenly Father.
因为他必须顺服主。
Because of you and me.
因为你和我。
Our sin, we cannot come to the Heavenly Father.
因为我们的罪，我们不能面对我们的神。
But through this begotten Son, who does not have any sin, he can nail on the cross.
但是通过这个没有任何罪的、无瑕的那个主钉在十字架上。
His lamb is unblemished.
他是一个无瑕的羔羊。
So he can be a sacrifice on the cross.
他在十字架上献祭。
To satisfy all the Heavenly Father's heart.
那使神的心得到满足。
He humbled himself.
他自己卑微。
Became obedient to the point of death.
存心顺服于祭司。
Step number 6.
第六步。
Even death on the cross.
确实在十字架上。
You know, death on the cross, this is a very shameful way to die.
在十字架上。 架上去死是一个非常羞耻的事。
This is the extreme criminal, and the Roman government, they put them to death like this way.
只有罪大恶极的人, 他, 罗马当局才会把他们钉在十字架上。
Even though the person judge him, say, this person does not have anything. Bring the water, I'm going to wash it. You want to nail him, not me.
虽然, 比拉多说他是没有, 他是没有罪的, 他要自己洗手, 跟这件事情没有关系。
Soldier put him on the cross. One of the soldiers, he put down his helmet and say, this is the one without sin.
把他钉在十字架上的士兵, 有一个人, 说这个人是没有罪的。
Why he can see it and why the others cannot see it?
为什么?
为什么这个士兵可以看到?
为什么这个士兵可以看到, 而其他人看不到?
When we humble ourselves, we can see this humble Lord.
我们假如我们自己卑微的话, 我们也可以看到主的卑微。
When we see all these six steps,
当我们做这个六, 看到这六步的话,
is this the end of story?
这是不是结束呢?
I don't think so.
那不是。
Here, Apostle Paul mentioned about something very crucial.
这边, 那个保罗提到了一些非常重要的事。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
他虽然为儿子,还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
So here obedience seems we have to learn.
所以那个顺从是一个必须学习的功课。
We know his mindset.
我们知道他的心。
When we became a Christian,
当我们变成基督徒,
he put this mindset in you and me.
他把他的心放在我们里面。
Yes, obedience is important.
是的,顺从是很重要的。
But we have to learn.
但是我们必须学着去做。
Just like the children when they grow up, they have to learn from their parents.
就像小孩子从小长大, 他们必须从他们的家长那边学。
Sometimes if you ask them, they'll say, oh, this is suffering. My parents, their request is too high.
有的时候他们会, 你问他们的时候, 他们会说, 我的那个父母对我要求太高。
But this is a way to learn obedience.
但是这是一个学习顺从的功课。
And because, this is another verse, because of his obedience today, through his obedience, we can be saved.
这是另外一个章节, 就是因为他的顺从, 所以我们可以会被拯救。
Can we all read together 2 Corinthians 8, 9?
让我们一起读哥林多后书8章第9节。
We can use any kind of language.
Okay,
let's read together. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Poverty? Our God has a poverty? Unless he humbled himself.
除非他把自己学为, 把卑微自己,
unless he has enough obedience.
除非他是顺从的神,
he won't become a poverty.
那他不, 否则的话, 他不会变贫穷。
But through his humility,
但是通过他的卑微,
true humility,
真实的卑微,
today we can come to our Heavenly Father through him.
我们可以到父亲面前通过他,
and we can become rich.
我们会变得富足。
Rich is not value or measure in wealth or by wealth.
我们这边所说的富足不是用金钱来衡量的,
but because of how we live.
而是按我们的生命来衡量。
If we say we live, it's for Christ.
假如我们说我们的活是为了基督。
If we say we live, it's as Christ.
我们活着是像基督。
If we say we live, it's Christ.
我们活着是基督。
But other people say, since your life is so boring, so poor.
许多人会, 有些人会说, 因为你的生活是那么单调, 那么是没有, 贫穷。
That means we are not on the right track.
那就是, 那就是说, 我们不是在好的轨道上。
But No matter in what kind of condition, the people see us, the people will say, the Lord, the God is in you.
那不管是什么样的条情况，这别人看你是要看到主在你的里面。
Recently, we heard the news. One of our dear sister in Texas identified she has a cancer.
最近我听到一个消息，我有一个很亲切的姊妹，她得了癌症。
And this sister has been helping Jean and I quite a bit when we were in Texas.
那个姊妹对我们，当我跟我太太去德州的时候，她给了我很多的帮助。
Even though we moved out of Texas, and she's still quite a bit kind of a pray for us and concerned about us.
虽然我们离开了德州，但是他还是为我们祷告，对我们很关心。
So when we heard this news, my wife quickly find a flight ticket and flew down over the weekend.
当我们知道这个消息的时候，我太太马上就买了机票飞去。
And how can such a sister got cancer?
那这样一个好的一个姊妹，怎么会得到癌症呢？
Especially It's a lung cancer to the last stage.
特别是这个肺癌的后期。
She's a dear Christian.
她是一个非常好的基督徒。
She has been helping for so many people.
她帮了许许多多的人。
And when we find her is in the hospital.
我们发现她的时候，她在医院。
And doctor just had a surgery.
医生说他需要手术。
And doctor was so surprised, how can she handle without one of a neck bone?
那个医生会感到非常惊奇，他虽然后面那个没有
一根，脊椎少了一节，
但是他还是能够坚持。
And she could be paralyzed any time while she was driving.
他任何时候都可能会被瘫痪。
Where did that piece of neck bone go?
那一片那个脊椎到哪去了呢？
It's eaten by cancer cells.
是被那个癌症吞噬了，癌细胞吞噬了。
The time my sister saw her, she has a surgery already. Doctor put one piece of artificial neck bone into her spine.
她非常的疼痛，但医生就后来把一个那个人工的脊椎放在她的那个脊柱上。
In all the situation, she's on the bed. She's still full of joy.
面对这样的困难，她还是充满了欢乐。
Full of hope.
充满了希望。
She said, if the Lord wants to keep her here on earth or take her home, she is in a win-win situation.
她说不管是主要让她继续留在这世上，还是要带她回家，她总是在胜利之中。
What kind of a rich situation she has in her heart?
她是这样的富足。
Because she has Christ.
因为他有主证。
A lot of times when everything is favorable, we are very easy to show the love of Christ.
当我们有一些好的情况的时候，我们愿意把这献出来，献给主。
When the difficulties comes,
当那个困难的时候来到的时候
，that can test we have the riches of Christ or not.
那时候是对我们是不是有基督的富足的真正的考验。
How about the result of our Lord Jesus, he humbled himself?
那主的卑微的结果是什么呢？
Verse 9 through 11, very clearly say that.
那从第九到第十一节，
God exalted him to be the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Verse 11, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
So here we see he got exalted.
这里我们看到他被升为至高。
He didn't get promoted by himself.
他不是自己来提升自己。
But he exalted by our Heavenly Father.
他是给父神，是有父神把他升为至高。
No matter today we know him or not knowing him.
不管你们是认识他还是不认识他。
His name will be above all names.
他的名是高于任何一切的。
All tongue will confess he is the Lord.
那所有的口都要称呼他是。
Even though right now probably you still cannot call him as the Lord.
甚至现在你还没有称呼他为主。
But one day you will call him as the Lord.
那有一天你会称他为主。
Just because his true humility.
这是因为他真实的卑微。
Continue Paul in Paul's letter.
我们继续看保罗的书信。
Because of that, verse 12, he say, therefore.
在第十二节他说，因此。
Without all that, we cannot have therefore.
没有他所做的一切，我们就没有因此。
Because he has done his true humility.
因为他是真正的那个卑微自己。
Therefore, my dear friends.
因此我亲爱的朋友,
as you have always obeyed,
就像你们总是顺服的,
no matter he is there or not there,
不管我在你们那里还是不在那里,
a lot of time it's easy when we have a very strong spiritual leader among us.
有的时候假如我们有一个很强的很属灵的
Oh, we can all follow him and look up him.
我们可以全都跟随他。
But when we don't have it,
假如没有一个很属灵的领导,
who can we follow as an example?
那么我们是跟从谁呢?
I think Lord himself still is a good example to all of us.
我们要跟从主耶稣的榜样。
Here talk about four substance.
这边也提到四点。
First one, Apostle Paul mentioned about salvation.
第一个他谈到的是拯救，得救。
That's related to his humility.
这也是跟他那个谦卑有关的。
Without his humility, today we don't have salvation here.
没有他的谦卑。
Second one is God working us or operating in us.
第二点就是神在我们心里运行。
Without his humility today, he won't be operating in us.
假如没有他的卑微，他就不会在我们的心里运行。
Also, he mentioned about there's something very important. He talked about light.
第三个他讲到的是明光。
In NIV version say, we will shine as stars.
在那个新英文NIV的版中，他说的是像明光照耀的。Other
version mentioned about lights in the world.
其他的书章节，其他的那个翻译谈到了就是这个光。We
only can reflect his light.
我们只是做反光。We
cannot be shined. As a star without him.
我们不可能发光, 除非我们是反出他的光来。
The last one is talking about something very important, the word of life.
最后一点就是谈到生命的道。
Do you know salvation, if we don't have his humility, today we cannot come to our Heavenly Father.
我们知道, 假如没有他的救赎，我们不能来到他的面前。Because
in Acts 4:12 it says salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under the heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
在使徒行传 4:12 提到除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
That's why we are going to pray after this service.
这是为什么我们信息以后要一起做祷告。
Probably you heard about there's a spiritual battle here in the United States.
也许你们知道有一个那个属灵的征战在美国。
September 25th
9月25号
which is 2 days ago
大概是两天以前。
There were 50,000 Muslim believers. They gathered outside of Capitol Hill.
有五万个伊斯兰穆斯林基督徒，他们在那个国会山庄面前。
They want to pray.
他们在那边祷告。
Do you know what they are praying?
你知道他们祷告什么吗？
If you say, well, they will pray for prosperity, the United States, that's great.
假如他们是为了美国的富强祷告，那也许是不错的事。
Basically, if you go to their website, you will see what they pray is, they want to change the White House becomes a White House. Muslim House? Yes. Somebody read it. They want to pray the White House become Muslim House.
他们但是你去他们的那个网页上看，他们不是为祷告美国富强，而是要把白宫变成穆斯林的寝宫。
穆斯林宫 ，Yeah. So September 11, we all know.
911我们都知道。
They try to attack U.S. political site, military site, and economic site.
他们想攻击。美国的那个政治的中心，军事的中心和经济的中心。
Now they are going to attack our faith, the base of faith.
那现在他们想攻击我们的信仰的中心。
This country is established by all the forefathers that believe in God.
这个国家是那些国父们创立的，是为了都是相信神，在神之下创立的。
Today they try to attack this foundation.
他们那些人想攻击这个基础。
And we see, yes, God blessed this country for many years.
主是对我们有这个国家有很大的祝福。
That's why we all like to come here.
这就是为什么我们愿意到这儿来的原因。
And we heard the gospel here.
我们也听到了神的福音。
And some we received the Lord here.
我们有些人我们也在这接受了主。
And we went back to our hometown, our China, maybe Taiwan, Hong Kong, Malaysia.
也许我们回到我们自己的家乡，台湾、大陆或者是香港。
We brought this good message back.
我们把这个美好的福音带回去。
Why this piece of land is so rich?
为什么这个土地是那么的富足？
Here is the foundation.
因为这是。他的基础。
Because of their faith.
因为这个信仰是他的基础。
But today, we find out someone is attacking this foundation.
今天我们发现有些人要攻击这个基础。
There is no other name been given.
在这个世上没有其他的名，没有别的名。
Under the heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
除了他以外，没别无拯救。
God operating in us.
神在我们心里运行。
Without His humility, He won't be operating in us today.
假如没有他的谦卑，他不可能在我们心里运行。
The book of Hebrew 13:21 mentioned.
在希伯来书13:21节。
Equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may His work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ.
在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又藉着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事。
Without the mindset of Christ,
没有主的心，没有基督的心。
It's very difficult to do all the things that I can say to pleasing to Him.
那你很难在善事上做他喜欢的事。
Through Jesus Christ,
我们只能通过耶稣基督。
His humility,
通过他的卑微。
All these things will become all we did, we act, we will become beautiful.
那我们所做的，我们所立志行事，都会变成美好。
We have seen so many examples of this.
我们看到有许多的例子，这样的例子。
Even though you will see one person, probably he doesn't own so much.
也许你看到一个人，他虽然不是很富有，拥有很多东西。
But because the love of Christ.
但是他是那么的爱主，主爱他。
He can sense he has the love of Christ.
那你可以感到主对他的爱。
You can sense you can get help from him.
你可以感到他会给你帮助。
Not because he has millions.
不是因为他有许多的钱。
Not because he is in a high place.
不是因为他有很高的地位。
But just because he has a mindset of Christ.
但是因为他有耶稣基督的心。
And we receive it.
我们能够接受他的心。
And we feel like this is something from above.
我们知道这是从天上来。
Another crucial point, which is a light.
下面我们讲那个明光。
Matthew 5:14 and 16 says.
马太福音五章十四节跟十六节说。
This time I want to quote it directly from Jesus himself.
我们这次我们用那个耶稣自己的话来说。
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为。
Here talking about individual and corporate.
这既讲到了个人，也讲到了团体。
Yes, we are working in all different places in the city.
也许我们在城里面各个不同的地方工作。
Individually, can we be the light?
那我们个人来说，我们能不能变成他的光呢
？Corporately, as a church, can we be the light shining in this neighborhood and communities?
合在一起，我们作为一个教会，他的教会是不是也能够向这个周围的地区发光
？If we cannot be the light,
假如我们不能变成他的光。
And our gathering will be in vain.
那么所有这一切都是空虚的。
Just like Paul toward the end of those verses today we have read, especially verse 16.
就像我们保罗在第十六节说的。
We'll labor in vain, we'll run for nothing.
那我的所有的一切都是徒劳的。
But because we have a mindset of Christ.
假如我们有主的心。
Pretty much we can be the light in the world.
那我们可以变成这个世上的光。
You don't have to just keep saying, I have a Christ in my mind, I have a Christ in my mind, the people can see it.
你不必这样不断的重复对别人说我有那个基督的心。那别的人是可以从你身上看到的。
The word of life.
生命的道。
In the book of Acts,
在《使徒行传》
chapter 5,
第五章
second time apostle Peter with other Jesus disciple, they were persecuted and put in the prison again.
第二次那个彼得以及其他的使徒被抓进监狱。
At night, there is the angel of the Lord opened the door for them.
在晚上，一个天使把那个牢狱的门打开。
If you want to find exactly the verse, which is around chapter 5, verse 20.
这是大概第五章二十节左右，二十节。
The angel of the Lord released them and tell them you have to go out to deliver or present this message of new life.
那个天使把牢狱门打开，对他们说：“你们出去。”要传扬他的信息。
Message of new life, exactly the same, just like here, the word of life.
传扬那个生命的道。
Many times people see us, they can see God.
许多时候别人看我们可以看到主。
Many times people see us and they say there's no God.
假如 也有的时候他们看我们看到说这里没有神。
We are reflecting.
因为我们是反射。
If we did not learn his true humilities,
假如我们没有学到他的谦卑，
if we don't have his own mindset,
我们没有他的心，
people cannot see God through us.
别人不能在我们身上看到神。
So this is very crucial.
这是一个非常关键的。
I hope the word of light will shine through us, just like Jesus talked to disciples.
就像耶稣对他的门徒说，
the word I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
May the word of God can really implant into each one of us.
我愿那个主的话能够放在我们的心里。
Through our Bible study,
通过我们的查经，
through our Sunday school,
通过我们的主日学，
through every day we have devotion time with the Lord.
通过每天我们有时间把它交给主。
All this gradually deposit all his mindset in your heart.
所以这一切会把他主的心沉淀在我们的心里。
When you speak,
当你说，
when you act,
当你行，
when you will,
当你立志，
the people can see you are different.
别人可以看到你的不同。
May all the points Paul has mentioned here.
我愿那个保罗在这边提到的所有的一切
will also deposit in you and me.
也沉淀在我们的心里面。
So every day when we live,
所以当我们每天生活，
when we work,
当我们工作，
or maybe when we discipline our kids,
甚至于我们教育我们的养育自己的孩子。
They don't see we are different.
他们能够看到我们是不同的。
Because we have the mindset of Christ.
因为我们有耶稣基督的心。
There is a day will come.
那有一天会来到。
Which is in verse 16 of chapter 2, Philippians.
就是第二腓立比书第二章第十六节所讲的。
And here mentioned about There will be the day of Christ.
这边讲到了基督的日子。
Also, we can say this is the day of the Lord.
或者是主的日子。
Why this date is so critical?
那一天是为什么是那么重要呢？
Because this is the day he's coming back again.
这一天是他重新回来。
When he comes again,
当他来到来第二次再来。
For all the overcomers.
所有的一切
We are rejoicing.
我们一起欢乐
Because this is the day we'll get the rewarding.
这一天是我们得到奖赏的一天
But for those who away from him did not believe in him.
但是对那些不信他的或者是远离他的
This is the day of horror.
那这是一个恐怖的一天
Because this is the day of judgment.
那因为这一天是一个判断的审判的天。
What you done is done.
你所做的一切已经做完了。
What you said is done.
你所说的一切也完了。
Just like you stand in front of the judge.
就像你在审判官前。
There is no chastising.
这没有批评。
There is no second time, probably you can go back and redo it and you can come back to my judgment seat.
没有第二次机会，你可以重新做什么来补救这些。
Why we still have this the day of grace?
当我们还有这一天的恩典。
We come to him.
我们来到他的面前。
Learn his mindset.
学他用他的心为心。
Become a new creation.
变成了一个新造的人。
Do you remember when a lot of brothers and sisters baptized? We like to use.This verse.
我们知道许多那个 弟兄姐妹受洗的时候，我们喜欢用这个一段经
文。2 Corinthians 5:17。
哥林多后书第二章5-17节。
We will become the new creation.
我们变成新人。
By the way, please come next week early.
顺便说一句，下一个星期早一点来。
At least we have 2 brothers going to be baptized.
我们有两个弟兄会受洗，至少两个弟兄会受洗。
When I was kids, I liked to attend a birthday party.
当我是一个小孩的时候，我愿意参加别人的生日会。
And now I'm in church. This is the birthday party.
在教会里面，这是我们的生日 party.
Somebody will be reborn.
许多人有些人会被活得重生。
9:30, be sure to come next Sunday.
9:30,
we'll celebrate with them.
让我们跟他们一起庆祝。
Becoming a new creation.
让我们变成新造的人。
Be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
我们的心意更新而变化。
How can we be renewed?
我们怎么样会变更新呢？
More education?
更多的教育吗？
Or more training?
更多的受训吗？
Only thing can renew us because we have the mindset of Christ.
真正能够使我们更新的是我们有心里有基督的心。
No matter what kind of age, earthly age we have.
不管我们在地上是什么样的年龄。
From 8 to 80,
从8岁到80岁,
only thing can renew us, which is the mindset of Christ.
唯一能够使我们的心更新的话，心意更新的是耶稣基督的心。
Micah, the prophet, mentioned this to his people at that time.
弥迦书这边谈到了，存谦卑的心。
He said, "Walk humbly with your God."
存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Walk humbly. Walk humbly.
谦卑的心。
With your God.
与神同行。
I think every day you will go out the door.
每天你走出这个门。
To work.
To 去工作。
To shopping.
To 去买东西。
Or do anything.
不管做任何什么事。
We have this kind of a mindset.
你要有这样的心。
Walk humbly with your God.
谦卑的心与你的神同行。
I want to encourage each one of you.
在这里我要鼓励大家。
We have to see to recognize His true humility.
让我们看到神的真正的谦卑。
Therefore, we can live light as the light in the world.
这样的话，我们才能在世上发光。
Every day, individually, corporately, we can shine as stars.
不管是个人也好，作为一个团体也好，我们能够向外发出那个光。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
天上的父神，
we come before you.
我们来到你的面前。
When we see your Son.
我们看到你的儿子
He humbled himself
他自己卑微
Come to this earth
来到这个世上
Become the form of man
变成人的样式
Because of his obedience
因为他的顺服
He died on the cross
他在十字架上死去
Because of this true humility
因为他真正的谦卑
TodayWe can come to our Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们能够来到父神面前，通过耶稣基督。
You died on the cross.
他在十字架上死去。
The blood you shed.
他的血为我们流。
Through this blood, our sin can be cleansed.
通过他的血，我们的罪会被洗去。
Today we can stand before you because.What you have done to us.
今天我们能够站在你面前，是因为你所为我们做的所做的一切。
Pray that every one of us will have this mindset of Christ.
祷告我们所有的人都能以基督的心为心。
Walk humbly with our God.
跟我们为我们的主做。
存谦卑的心与我们的神同行。
存谦卑的心。
Lord, we praise you.
我们赞美你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.Gracias.